You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
The South African Poultry Association has said that they would put through an application to National Treasury to have a certain chicken be regarded as a VAT-free or VAT-exempt chicken. I'm joined on the line by Francois Baird, who is the chair for the Fair Play Movement. Take a look at these developments and try and make sense of them. Good evening, Francois. Thanks so much for taking the time. Your initial thoughts around this proposal?
This is a vital proposal for the health of the nation, the health of the poultry industry, for jobs, and generally for growth in South Africa, because this is the biggest agricultural sector, namely poultry. And when you look at the need of particularly low-income households for access to meat protein, it's vividly demonstrated by the fact that you have so many children under five, 27% of children under five in South Africa are stunted because they and their mothers, pregnant mothers, don't get enough animal protein. So we think the case for certain pieces of chicken, at least, to be made free of VAT is really very important.
Francois, what would this mean from a producer point of view? What impact would this kind of have on the chicken farmers or the producers within the country and those that are exporting into South Africa?
Well, of course, when the market grows, South African producers are so competitive, they're always rated amongst the top five or six most competitive producers in the world. And so when the market grows, they'll produce more chicken. In the long run, it means that chicken could become even cheaper because economies of scale would kick in. South Africa might be getting to a position where at some point in the future it's also possible to export. That will add further growth. And therefore, this is really a vital kickstarter, not only for low-income households, but also for South Africa's biggest agricultural sector. And poultry, quite frankly, is a national asset. It should be supported. The importers will take advantage, and we will be watching from Fairplay's perspective very closely to see if they're playing by the rules. They're not always keen to do that.
Francois, speaking of those rules, we already have a very stringent anti-dumping regulation in place. Do you think that this particular application that's being put forward to National Treasury would, in aggregate, enhance the overall kind of state of the local producers and their competitiveness, or is this kind of going to benefit a lot more towards the international exporters exporting into South Africa?
It will definitely benefit South African producers and South African consumers. The importers, as long as they play by the rules, provide a vital service. They are competitive too, of course. And it means as long as they're not dumping, it's a good thing to have various players in the industry. The dumping issue is different. Dumping means that they sell below the cost of production in their own countries or the price at which they sell chicken to their own consumers. And very often they do that because they've already made their profit by selling breast meat to the north and send the spare parts to South Africa for whatever they can get for it. And the middlemen are the people who make the huge money. The dumping, anti-dumping legislation or regulation is very effective when it is used. But of course, it's quite difficult because every time there is a suspicion of dumping taking place, investigations have to be done, applications have to be made. It all costs money. And the first producers affected are small farmers. So we think that small farmers in particular will also benefit from chicken being VAT-free.
Speaking of those that will be impacted by this, let's look at the impact or the cost this could potentially have on the fiscus. This would obviously result in lost taxes or in tax revenues coming down, and this might not be something that the government might be too keen on. Where do we kind of think the government might be sitting on that, understanding that they're already under a bit of pressure from a revenue collection point of view?
The detailed analysis will, of course, be completed. But when the industry grows locally, there are more taxes being paid. When anti-dumping levies are properly used, more income is there for the state as well, for the fiscus. And we have 9 countries whose producers, some of whose producers, have transgressed and are subject to anti-dumping levies. And we believe that between anti-dumping levies, growth in the market, and the proper application of anti-dumping levies, things can be equaled out for the fiscus.
So overall, this could potentially be a very good thing that doesn't cost the fiscus to implement.
This is probably the lowest cost social program that could be launched for low-income households, because they really need it. And secondly, it's a low-cost job creation effort, because it will automatically happen as the market grows. In addition, there could then be greater exports, which adds further to the scale of the industry. And the bigger the South African industry, the lower the cost will be to consumers.
Well, fingers crossed that this works out in everybody's favor, because it sounds like it is a really good proposal that will be put forward. We'll have to see how it unfolds and keep an eye on that. Thank you so much, Francois, for the insights and for the time. That's Francois Barrett, who is the chair for the Fair Play Movement, on the latest application that the South African Poultry Association wants to put forward towards National Treasury.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app, and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.